You know, I'm going to do something. I've never done been in a pageant and curious. If you have ever been in a pageant and been Mary or Joseph, would you stand up? This church, any church? That's all? You guys? There we go. Okay, you can sit down. How about shepherds? Was anybody ever a shepherd? Stand up. Ron was a shepherd. Clint was a shepherd. Byron was a shepherd. Thank you. How about the kings, the wise people? A few of them. Very good. Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah, thanks. How about the angels? I'll hear about that from the choir later. Thank you. A few boy angels back there, too. How about baby Jesus? No. Well, all through this season of Advent, we've been talking about wonder. I just think it is such a great word. And for me, it captures the whole essence of the Christmas story. Wonder is that feeling of amazement and joy that we can't always explain, but you know when you've been touched deep in your heart and in your soul. And I just think it's quite a gift from God, that feeling of wonder. And the shepherds story, I think the people, the ones who come to mind for me are the shepherds. I've always been amazed that we dress up little boys, give them a stick, and send them in. Say, okay, we, the 101 things you can do with your stick. So there they are on a night like any other night. And they're out in the field just doing what they always did. You know, they're watching, they're keeping track of the sheep, making sure they don't wander away, protecting them from lions, tigers, and bears. Thank you. Now, they were probably aware that there was this star brighter than any that they normally saw. So I'm sure they were figuring something might be up. Something might be happening. Then an angel appears to them, and says, to you is born today the Savior, the Messiah, in the city of Bethlehem. Are you kidding me? These shepherds had been taught that one day God was going to send a Messiah to save his people. They knew all the prophecies, and they waited years and years, hundreds of years, waiting for God to send someone special, someone super, the Messiah. And then on this night, an angel tells the shepherds that the Messiah they've been waiting for is about to come to them. And told them where they could find him and see him. Now, angels were messengers from God. And so the shepherds listened. Talk about an unexplainable, amazing feeling. Angels singing to them, very poor shepherds. We're about to get a new angel up here right now. They weren't singing to the rulers in the temple, in the palace. They weren't singing to the church leaders in the church, in the temple. They were singing to this group of shepherds. They must have felt so special. It's really okay. Now, maybe at first it's probably hard to believe, but then they got an invitation. You can go to Bethlehem. Go ahead, go see this baby, this miracle, this gift that God is giving us. Don't go to the palace, to a golden crib. You're going to a stable with a dirty old feeding trough, which we call a manger. And knowing that God had been promised, and they just had hundreds of years, of course they were amazed. And they just had to go see what God had done for them. And I think when they saw that young couple, Mary and Joseph, and this brand new baby, just like the angels said they would, I think they were again filled with that feeling of wonder. Wow. This promise has been going on for 1,000 years, and we are the first to witness it. promise of God was coming true. Don't you think they felt incredibly special, those shepherds? Thank you. Me too. The Messiah was right there before their eyes, and they were chosen to see him first. How blessed were they? Now, you know, I was thinking about this. Sometimes something really special happens to us. Something really good, really surprising. And a lot of times we don't really pay attention. We kind of take it for granted. Well, of course, good things are due to me. You know, I've been a good person. We just don't let ourselves get that excited about all the things that God does for us on a daily basis. So I think we can learn from things happen in our that it doesn't matter who we are, God makes special things happen in our lives all the time. And we need to let wonder wash over us, not just at Christmas, but always, because we believe in a powerful and loving God. Instead of trying to explain everything or saying, oh yeah, right, whatever, we should realize that our God loves us immensely and wants to make good things happen in our lives all the time. It doesn't matter if we're the richest or the poorest, the tallest or the shortest, the youngest or the oldest. We are close to God's heart, and we should always feel amazed and special to be called his children. And then there's one other thing I think the shepherds teach us. They got this invitation. They got very specific directions. Here's where he is. Go look for him. And they acted on it. They came to see the child. They knelt down and worshiped him. Then they went and told everybody about it. They didn't keep this gift for themselves. They went and shared the gift. We need to be like them. We need to learn how to share the wonder. We keep it in this room, each of us, doing us good. But think how much we could share with the world. We need to, each of us, take time to kneel before the manger and thank God for such an incredible gift. We need to be proud of our story and willing to share it with people. Sometimes it's hard to explain wonder, isn't it? It's very personal. It's very sacred. I was telling the kids, I got a little teary when we sang Happy Birthday at 9 o'clock service. They said, why? Because I'm old and I get teary at everything. But it just, and I probably will again, it just touches me so deep in my heart. It's a very personal, it's a very holy feeling, this feeling of wonder. But the story of Jesus is the greatest story ever told. And we should be the ones sharing the wonder with the whole world. Thanks be to God.